Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a study called Comfortable Christianity. And I'll start in Galatians 5:24. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. There's a few things that are absolutely required to be a child of God and born of God by His Holy Spirit. Check out my brother Tupo's Signs You Lack Being Born Again study on his website, don'tperish.com. One of these requirements, thought of as a suggestion by much of professing Christianity, is the losing of one's life completely and taking up the charge to be a servant of God in all that we do. Just as a seed must die to spring up in newness, a man must die to his flesh, the world, and the comforts of this life to spring up and bear much fruit as a sojourner in the world. John 12:24-25. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. So this losing of life requires the loss of pride and autonomy. In layman's terms, you cannot worship God any way you want. Everything must be done God's way. What does this result in? You're made a spectacle to the world and a fool to all for preaching Christ crucified. People speak evil of you. You separate from family and friends. How you talk changes. How you act changes. How you dress changes. Being a completely new creature in Christ. John 4:23-24. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 3:18-20. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So those who crucify their flesh in this life for Christ, picking up their stake, are living for an eternal king and an eternal kingdom which will never fade nor corrupt. Hebrews 13:12-14. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. John 18:36. Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Conversely, when we observe the fruit of a comfortable Christian, at ease in this world, desiring the riches and pleasures of this world, one must judge rightly. We can perceive their fondness of such things, their refusal of truth and light when offered to them, their compromise and much twisting of God's word, and we can confidently say they are of the enemy. James 4:4, Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. John 3:19-21, And this is the condemnation. That light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. John 7:24, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Matthew 7 verse 20, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. So these children of the devil refuse to give up their autonomy, their pride, and their flesh, rather giving up and giving in to such things to have an easier life. Lest we forget, the way to destruction is broad, and those who live without tribulation in this life for Christ are most definitely on it. Instead of loving the Lord and serving Him with all that they are, they reserve their heart for the temporary, that is, what Satan offers, with vain offerings of lip service before the Most High. Matthew 4:8-9. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Matthew 7:13. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. 2 Timothy 3:12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Matthew 15:7-9. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. They desire the temporary kingdoms of the world, not the eternal and everlasting kingdom of God, not willing to suffer for the Savior who suffered for them. Consequently, they reap what they sow, and their deception will only persist for so long before it is cut off. Galatians 6:7-8. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall reap of the flesh corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Proverbs 10:28. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. So, what must one do to enter the kingdom of God now, and not suffer for eternity with the comfortable Christians? Luke 13:3. I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You must humble yourself before God, understanding the peril of your sin and enmity with Him, and seek to serve Him in spirit and in truth. When you're willing to do this, the Lord will grant you His Holy Spirit of truth, and you must endure in the truth by holiness and obedience unto your death or until the return of Christ. Through much tribulation you must enter into the kingdom of God, but by the Spirit of God and the Lord's perfect sacrifice, He's made a way for those who are willing to drop their comfort to serve the living God. Acts 14:22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Matthew 24:13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So in conclusion, Luke 12:16-21. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God.